Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, D. Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Tapp and he is safe. Dark steals second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Mueller moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Westrum moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Banks moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap strikes out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rush for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Antonelli, and towards Dark, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to third. Sauer moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli fires over to first, and they've got Banks trapped. There's the throw to Dark, who drops the ball. That's an error on Dark. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockman. Sauer scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-1 in the game. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Westrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner, who is chasing the ball. Westrum reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Antonelli hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westrum scores. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Tap and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Rush reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockman. Rush scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants too. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rush hits a line drive towards center. Mays catches it and throws to first to double up Tapp. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Billy Gardner pinch runs for Bill Taylor. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Marv Grissom now pitching. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields the ball and throws to Grissom covering. Safe. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 3 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sauer strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Mays reaches second base with a double. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to second. 2 outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockman moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Thompson is walked intentionally. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 4 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 4 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Talbot moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kiner is walked intentionally. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Mays reaches second base with a double. Mueller moves to third. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mueller scores. Mays scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 1 in the game. Catt strikes out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grissom moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark is hit by the pitch. Grissom moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Grissom scores. Lockman moves to third. Dark moves to second. It's 7-3, Giants. Bill Tremel now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 5 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 9-3, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 5 in the game, with two doubles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trimble fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-4 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joe Garagiola pinch hits for Bill Trimble. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.